From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Missourians convicted of some crimes who do not break more laws could have their records sealed under legislation on Governor Jay Nixon's desk. Representative Jay Barnes said the measure is aimed at giving credit to those who turn their lives around. Those convicted of felonies would have to wait 7 years after completing their sentence before they can ask to have their records sealed. People convicted of misdemeanors would have to wait 3 years. It would cost $250 to apply, but judges could waive fees for those who cannot afford to pay. Dangerous felonies, sex offenses, and other violent crimes would not be eligible. Critics say the measure would allow for too few crimes to be expunged. Democratic Representative Kimberly Gardner says theft should be added and records should be destroyed. The University of Missouri has denied a request from a student group that wants to put a marijuana leaf on a t-shirt next to the university's name. Leaders for the campus chapter of the National Organization of Reform for Marijuana Laws, or NORML, are fighting the decision, saying it's about First Amendment rights and fairness. The Kansas City Star reports that MU NORML wanted to raise money selling t-shirts with a marijuana leaf in the shape of an animal paw next to the campus skyline, another cannabis leaf, and the name of the group and the university. The group sought the university's permission, but was rejected. A former Columbia Public Schools superintendent who sharply increased the number of low-income and minority students in advanced placement classes is trying to do the same thing in three St. Louis area schools. Chris Belcher was troubled by the low number of low-income and minority students in AP classes in Columbia's high schools, so in 2012, he worked with principals to change procedures for enrollment. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that 239 additional low-income and minority students enrolled in AP courses that year. Belcher is now a superintendent in residence for the nonprofit organization Equal Opportunity Schools, which worked with him to address the disparities in Columbia. The Parkway, Ferguson Florissant, and Belleville Township High School districts have agreed to a year-long partnership with EOS to expand AP opportunities for their students. Health officials estimate that as many as 1,500 children in Kansas City and hundreds more in neighboring Kansas counties have lead poisoning from lead paint. The Kansas City Star reports that although lead paint was outlawed in 1978, the problem persists, largely in poor neighborhoods. Kansas City's Project Lead Safe KC has removed lead hazards from about 2,500 homes by repainting and replacing windows, but the program has also been hit by federal budget cuts. When federal funding returned for some programs 2 years ago, Kansas did not apply for it. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.